Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Stomping the Grapes with Sarah Quiter from Ferrari Carano Winery.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
I don't know about you, but normally when I think about winemaking, I think about it as a man's game. And that's what just made us so excited to talk with Sarah from Ferrari Carano, because sometimes it does just take a woman's touch, right, ladies? And she has cultivated an amazing career as an award-winning winemaker at Ferrari Carano. And this place is amazing. Let me tell you, it is Tuscany-esque up in Healdsburg, California. Just a beautiful, beautiful winery with great tasting wines. In fact, you may have even tasted some wines at a local restaurant. You may recognize the name. So she is the woman behind, those great wines. She has a degree in biology and then decided,
Okay, now I want to get into wines, which I love that, of course. And she has a staff of mainly female winemakers. So she is really charting the course for female winemakers that are, you know, really rising to the top. So we loved our conversation with her. She's definitely a winemaking boss lady. And we chatted about how she went to top winemaker, the science behind creating wine, and how the tides are turning for female winemakers.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on the show and feature your guys' beautiful winery up in Healdsburg is mainly because of Ferrari Carano. When I visited in November last year, it really feels like a family affair, and everyone is knowledgeable about the wines and are so hospitable. So tell us a little bit about the winery, how it got started, and where you guys are today.
Okay. So we are a family owned winery here in Sonoma County in Healdsburg. And we started about 30 years ago. Don and Rhonda Carano are the owners, and they are from Reno, Nevada, and they are casino and hotel owners. And they came down to this area to go wine tasting to find some wines for their restaurants in their casinos. And it kind of reminded them of Northern Italy. Don Carano is from, his family's from Genoa, and they traveled to Italy quite a bit. And they came down to Sonoma County and fell in love with the landscape, and it felt like Italy. And so they bought a little house with 60 acres of property, and they had some Chardonnay on the property. And at that time, I think they were selling it to Gallo, the Chardonnay, but they started making wine in the garage. And it kind of, that was the start of it. They started making Chardonnay, and from there it went into hiring a winemaker and buying more property. And we've expanded our vineyard holdings to the point where now we're at 24 vineyard sites that Don Carano and Rhonda own, all the way from Russian River to Alexander Valley to at Anderson Valley Pinot to Carneros. And we're 100% certified sustainable on every single ranch that we own. So it's been 30 years of mainly, it was our first release of wine was our Fumé Blanc and Chardonnay. And now we make quite a few different varietals and blends and a lot of different wines.
And you guys, along with so many other wineries and restaurants up there, have really shaped what Healdsburg is today as well.
You know, a lot of people are coming. It's becoming quite popular, the town of Healdsburg, because the restaurants, the wineries, you know, the shopping, it's that quintessential little town square. And I think we're a big part of that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as well, too, the beautiful property that you guys also have, too.
It is pretty stunning. I know Rhonda Carano designed the landscaping. We have about 5 acres of gardens, and amazing. We have 8 gardeners that do all the landscaping. We have master gardening clubs that come out and look at the species. Because they're rare species, the design, the flow, the color coordinating with the flowers and the tulips. I mean, there's always something in bloom. So there's every time you come out to the winery, it's a different kind of landscape and color. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
It really does also feel like you're almost like in Italy too.
Yeah, kind of the cypress trees on the property.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you actually been with the winery?
I have been with the winery. My very first harvest was in 21 years ago here. I was an intern in the lab and fell in love. I was a biology student. So falling in love with wine, with the yeast converting the sugar to alcohol and the bacteria converting malic acid to lactic acid. I just fell in love with the aromas and flavor profiles. And at the end of the day, you have a bottle of wine and there's a lot of heart and soul that goes into making wine. It's just, there's a passion and a lifestyle that I absolutely fell in love with. So I worked a harvest and left, came back, went to Davis, got a degree in winemaking, and then 13 years ago came back, and I haven't left. I'm not.
Well, how did you actually kind of, besides all that, I mean, did you ever think of winemaking as a career?
No, my original degree was in biology, and I was going to be a marine biologist. Mm-hmm. So I was a biologist assistant out of Bodega Bay with the Pacific Marine Fisheries Commission doing a rockfish study, mm-hmm. cutting fish every day. And that was my first job out of college, and I hated it. I would cut fish. I didn't go to college to cut fish. Right. So that's when I came over to the wine, and I was like, oh my God, it's beautiful. So I love what I do.
So you were kind of turned on by the chemistry of it and stuff like that. But did you really still kind of down the road going, oh yeah, I can make this like a full time career?
Well, once I realized that it was a lot of science, but also a lot of creativity, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a very creative person. So I was kind of like, this is right up my alley. And mm-hmm. as soon as I worked one harvest, I knew, I was like, this is it. And I count my blessings every day that I get to be a winemaker for a living. I love it. Right. You know, there's days, you know, you're walking through a vineyard and you're getting, you know, the sun is coming up and it's cool and you're eating Sauvignon Blanc grapes and it's amazing. Love it. Love it.
Right.
Love it.
Right. And you probably, before we started this interview, we were kind of talking about the rain that California has had so much this year. That's also could be challenged. There's so many different challenges every year. You just never know whether the state's going to be in a drought or too much rain. And that's really kind of speaks to you, like your degree too, right?
You know, I love that it is Mother Nature and it is a different weather pattern.
Yeah.
And every year is slightly different. And it always seems to be something that's going to happen this year. And it's never boring, never boring. And either you're in the vineyard or you're having a dinner or you're at the winery doing a flight of tastings. So to me, it's always something that's got my attention. It's pretty fun. Great job.
Good job. And when you started, were there always a lot of women winemakers and has there become more of women winemakers throughout the years?
I definitely think it, in the beginning there absolutely not. I think it was a man's world.
Right.
And I think in general across the board, women are doing all kinds of things these days, doctors, lawyers, you know, pilots, everything. In the wine industry, there is more and more, women winemakers, which I love. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, we definitely have different palates. I think I do. And at Furry Chrono, we actually, so we have three facility, winemaking facilities. We have a red wine facility, a white wine facility, and a Pinot Noir facility. And there's actually seven women winemakers that all of us make the wines for all three wineries. So that's pretty unique to have that many women winemakers in one winery.
Yeah, that is really cool. I think, and I read that you talk about your philosophy around you described a gentle winemaking techniques. Tell us a little bit about that.
My passion, what I really strive in the wines is really to express the vineyards that Don and Rhonda own. Cause we have some pretty amazing vineyard sites that just kind of take my breath away on the beauty and the flavor profiles. And to me, what I want in winemaking is to showcase that. And, you know, it's not, you know, I don't want too much oak and I don't want too much malolactic. Yes, there are some wines that we do make that are, you know, bigger wines with more oak, but there's also a lot of refinement on the fruit expression. And that's kind of what I strive to do is really to have that balance.
Right, right. And so tell us a little bit about the wines that you guys are actually making year round.
So, I think it's funny cause we, you know, I go out and I pour wine at events here and there. And, you know, there's a few wines that people absolutely stand out and say, I know you for this one. I know it's Fumé Blanc or Chardonnay, our Merlot, our Sienna and our Tresor and Cab. Mm. Those are probably our classic wines that people love. And we've been making them for so many years that they've been consistent. I think one of the things that I try to strive to do is to be very consistent in the wine, because if you keep changing it, then you're going to lose your consumer base and you really want to be consistent.
Right. And is it a real partnership when you guys are like creating a new brand or new blend or anything?
You know, every once in a while we do. We made a rosé this year for the first time, and we just released it. And it was a Sangiovese rosé that we have Sangiovese that we pulled away from the Sienna. And it turned out fantastic. It, you know, that cranberry and cherry, and it's a beautiful rosé. There is some things that I get to do that are new and exciting, mm-hmm. even very, you know, different from our core wines.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so why is the Hillsborough area, or even Sonoma Valley, why is that just a great place to make wine these days?
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
I think the weather, you know, it's really, the fog comes in and it cools down. It doesn't get too crazy hot like the Central Valley. Mm. I mean, we do get warm, but we also get the fog that comes along the Russian River. And so we do have some cooling. We do have a vineyard in Napa that has the San Pablo Bay and the cool fog that comes through. And even in our Pinot Noir facility, it's all the way in Anderson Valley and it's in the deep end of Anderson Valley. So I think they have vineyard sites that are beautiful in the area that capture the area. And I know that Healdsburg has the rolling hills, the vineyards, and the weather that's fantastic. Of course, you're going to want to come and visit here.
Right, exactly. Well, and especially at your winery, not to overstate it too, but there are a lot of really cool locations where you could, you know, either do some wine tasting or share a bottle of wine. I mean, you have upstairs, downstairs, out in the patio. I mean, there's so many really cool places.
Yeah, and you can get lost. I think I love that where, you know, you get to, I think what I love about wine is that there is a sense of relaxing. Mm-hmm. You know, when you sit and have a glass of wine, you relax and you have food and you're with friends or family and there that lifestyle of living, that's what life is about, right?
Right.
So for me, that's what represents the area is just enjoying our lives.
Right. I think Healdsburg reminds me of like almost like a Hallmark movie, you know, like it's that little town square and stuff like that. And you guys have built like, oh, and here's the quaint winery that you go to and these lush gardens and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty special. Like, you know, my worst day is a tractor on my way to work.
Right, exactly.
That's my traffic.
Well, tell us about some of the awards you guys have won throughout the years.
The awards? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, quite a few. I mean, I think the most famous was the wine. We were on the cover of the Wine Spectator magazine for Outstanding Chardonnay. And I think that definitely put us on the map for Chardonnay. And since that time, we've gotten awards from multiple wine writers across the board here and there. And, you know, top 100s. It's kind of neat. I mean, but I think the biggest thing, what I find for us is that, you know, when you're traveling and the anywhere, you just, oh, I work at Furry Chrono, wherever you are, I love that one. Or it's just, you feel it, not just the awards, but just people who really enjoy all that hard work and that passion that goes into the wine. Because I know that, you know, you got all the people in the vineyard and the winemaking and the maintenance department and the sales and, you know, the accounting. And you know, there's just all these little departments within a winery that make it all happen. And when people love your wine at the weirdest spot in, you know, wherever you're traveling,
right,
it feels great.
Right, so. Right. And also when you're creating something, you never know, like, you know, how many people really, if you're on in your own bubble, you don't know how many people really are loving it. And yeah, when it expands that much, it's really rewarding.
Yeah. The funny, you know, I have funny stories because you do have some interesting people that tell you some crazy things. Like I had this woman who had our Fumé Blanc, and she said, it's my 7 a.m. cleaning wine. Absolutely, she gets set, cracks open a bottle at 7 in the morning and starts cleaning, and I'm like, okay.
that's very European of her.
I was like, okay. So it's kind of funny.
Right. Well, and California wines, too, are really competing with so many, you know, big wineries around the world, right?
Well, you know, there's definitely a lot of options out there these days. And I think a lot of people are more interested in trying something other than Cabernet and Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. I think the varietal base is changing. The blends are being popular. Smaller producers. There's a lot of selection, but I feel for us at Furry Chrono, if you stay true to your brand and you make consistent wines, I feel like that's what you need to do. You don't go chasing things, and you just need to be true to what you do.
Right. And speaking of Healdsburg too, as we talked about before, like, how have you seen the area change over the years too?
I have lived in Healdsburg probably 10 years now. And it's definitely, when I moved here, I can get into the restaurants no problem. I found parking in the square easier. I think now it's definitely on the weekends, in the summer and during high season, it's hard to get into the restaurants, hard to find parking, a lot of people walking. But it is something, it's, you know, in the winter, it slows down a little bit. And I always feel like in the winter is when we get our town back, you know,
right.
And we get to eat with the locals and we all are out. And I think the winter, we still have that time. But when the tourists come, I enjoy it because that's what we're here for.
Right.
We're here for them and we want them to come. So I think it's good. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really, it's one area too. I've been to many parts of Sonoma. I've been to Napa and stuff like that, but I had never been to Healdsburg until this past November and just fell in love with it. I'm like, oh, now this is my new favorite place. But I could also see why, you know, so many people, especially when, you know, when the weather's nice during the summer and spring and stuff like that, it would be really, you know, a special place.
Oh, I love it. You came, I don't know if the weather was good, but, you know, in the winter when it's nice,
right.
It's quiet and it's gorgeous. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about I read about your Spirit of Italy brands of wine. What inspired you guys to do something like that?
Oh, okay. Well, Don, they're from Italy. So I think that connection that they have with the family, and they travel to Italy quite a bit. So they decided to create Siena, which is a Sangiovese blend. It's kind of like a Super Tuscan. It has Malbec. It's got Cabernet Sauvignon. It's got Petit Syrah. But the base, the main portion of the wine is Sangiovese. So it's something that kind of is reminiscent of a Super Tuscan, but not a California-style wine. And the Pinot Grigio is kind of like, it's not the Pinot Gris, but the Italian higher acid, bright fruit of the Pinot Grigio. And that is another Italian kind of varietal made in that Italian style where there's no oak, no ML, malolactic, and it's a really fruit-driven, stainless steel, bright, crisp blend or wine.
Okay. What's like one of the most challenging things in your job to when you guys create a wine like that, like a more of a European one compared to like a California wine?
Well, we can't make European wine.
Right.
The thing is that you do have the varietals, and California is so much warmer than Europe in the weather. So I think our biggest struggle is losing acid that respires out of the grape. So we're always striving to not lose that. But like Sangiovese is a high acid grape, so it's, you know, if you protect it and, you know, have the vineyards in the row direction and north facing, there's things that we can do to try to mitigate losing that much acid. So we try our best. And I think we do a pretty good job with Italian varietals in California.
Gotcha. And so if someone's listening to this, you know, I'm a younger person, something like that, and they, you know, they love wine and they kind of want to, what's the best way you would direct them in to try to get into winemaking?
Oh, and to be a winemaker?
Yeah, yeah.
They can come and work a harvest.
And then and then see if they really want to do it, right?
You know what? It is one of the best experiences to watch grapes come in and see, because we usually double our employees at harvest, and it's because you need you need to pick, you need to bring all the grapes in, you need to crush it, you need to rack it, you need to barrel it. There's so much wine movements. You need extra hands, and it's long days. We usually work about almost 2 months straight without a day off, and they're not just an 8-hour day. There's always overtime. So it gets a little crazy, but it is fun. it is. There's this adrenaline that goes through even the interns, every single buddy. You know, we just had an intern that was here 5 years ago, came in yesterday, and she goes, "I'm home." She loved it so much. She calls it home, and it feels good. There's definitely an excitement, and it definitely is fun.
And these days too, there's also a lot of winemaking classes you could also take, even including like at Davis too, right?
There is a degree in fermentation science, viticulture and enology, and that's kind of where I got my degree. That's a fantastic school for their, you know, winemaking. Mm. And you meet people in the industry, and when you graduate, they all go off to other wineries, and you become friends, and you still are friends. And that camaraderie, when you have a challenging harvest, you pick up the phone. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right.
And we always talk to each other. I mean, it is a small industry. We all kind of help each other out and share what we do. And so it's good.
That's awesome.
I would recommend UC Davis.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that program too.
Yeah, it was fun.
So,
and I still talk to the professors. It's amazing.
Well, and it's also good to have that connection to other winemakers around wherever they're working, because then you can go visit them, or, you know, or like you said, I talk to them and what they're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
So last question I have for you about Hillsburg is, so there's so many great restaurants. You're a winemaker. Where do you recommend people go out on the town in Hillsburg?
I love Campofina. I love Chalkboard, Bravis, Willie's. Those are those that I mean, I know Scopa just closed, but that was another one that I absolutely loved. I love The Shed too. The Shed is really good as well. So
yeah, I mean, there's just so many choices in Hillsburg.
I know.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.